boy, Shunt, and your boy, Renetti.
What's going on? Catch us on Wild and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and Redacted Shunt for the Twitter, on YouTube, and on Facebook is Official Wild On, Instagram is Wild On Official, and Mixcloud is Wild On RDS for all that dumb shit.
The Pinky and the Brain of Podcasting is back. What's going on? My name is Redacted.
And my name is Shunt Noth.
Noth.
Scanlon. Zack Snyder's finally revealed that the Robin in question that died in Batman vs. Superman is in fact Dick Grayson. Does anyone care?
When's this motherfucker gonna realize, like, his film's done? Like,
he shot it's done, yeah.
No one cares.
It's kind of dark.
Just stop.
But Jeff Johns, I don't know, he's doing well. I mean, like, at the moment, I'm finding it kind of hard to get excited about Wonder Woman Part 2. Mainly because I don't get why it's 1984 and Chris Pine's character, was it Steve Noah, is still alive? And
Steve Noah?
Noah Steve. What's that guy's name? Steve Trevor?
Yes.
Trevor. I know it's one of them names. And personally, I don't know. I reckon it's a good thing, but it's a bad thing at the same time.
What, that he's back?
No, yeah. I mean, because obviously, like I said before, Gal Gadot, as you know, heroic as she is and as action-packed as she is, she can't really hold my attention on a plot line because, I don't know, she just doesn't have that star appeal yet. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe Wonder Woman 2.
She can't hold a film. Like, she can't hold a film by herself.
Maybe. I don't know.
Like, someone needs to do the talking for her.
Well, to be fair, she speaks, what, 5 languages? Maybe English isn't the strongest one.
Maybe, but also, like, it's not about how many languages she speaks, is how well she acts in those languages.
Yeah. Maybe,
she speaks 5 languages and only has 2 expressions. What the fuck?
Yeah, only 2 English expressions. Maybe she's got, like, subtle nuances in her native tongue, as it were.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. And maybe she should stop trying to act in English films, because it's just not working.
It is. She's, like, the biggest female action star at this point.
Yeah, by luck, basically. It's not like by talent. She's not made it by talent. She's made it by just being chosen. Like, she's not, you know, she didn't work to get to this position. Like, she just got handpicked. That's it.
Oof. I don't know. I mean, that's a bit harsh.
Which part?
I mean, she really tried hard in that audition.
Where has she been toiling? Like, where has she been paying her dues to justify?
All right. Let's flip it on its head. What about Brie Olsen being, Captain Marvel?
Brie Larson.
Larson, yes, sorry. Yeah. Her being Captain Marvel. Do you reckon that she suffered? Oof. I know. I suppose it's an unfair comparison, but considering
it isn't. They're both in superhero movies that are female-led is very similar. I think it's a very fair comparison. One is very charismatic, can act the shit out of a paper bag, and the other one, you'd be better off hiring the paper bag.
Oh, I would have gone with mannequin, maybe, but yeah.
I already made the paper bag reference that I had to.
No, you committed, I respect that. I don't know. I mean, I want it to go well for her.
I want it to be good.
Yeah.
It's too late, she's already Wonder Woman. I'm not wishing it to be bad. It's just, you know, like, at some point,
and Wonder Woman at the moment,
she can't act, like, just stop putting her in stuff.
Yeah. I mean, Wonder Woman at the moment is the best DC film so far.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's not.
It's really not. It's not really a high bar. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Very low bar.
Very, very low bar. Speaking of low bars, what do you reckon about Geoff Johns jumping into the whole head off writing for DC? Now, I mean, now's the time to ask, because basically we've got two films coming out now. You've got the Aquaman done by James Wan, and then you've also got
Shazam.
I mean, one looks very high budget, one looks very low budget. I'm not sure if they're doing it on purpose. And then you've also got
that's a bit harsh. I wouldn't say Shazam looks low budget. Basically, Aquaman's almost done. Like, they're probably still working on it now. It's out in November, but it's almost done. Like, they've been working on that film a long time. Shazam, like, that film's not coming out till next year, so they've still got a bag of time to work on it. Like, VizFX, probably some reshoots. Like, it looks to me, so far, it looks like it's different and fun enough to hold my attention. I think I said before, like, hopefully they haven't sacrificed story and plot for, like, fun and jokes. But as long as you, like, if that element's in there as well, like, that's got all the ingredients to be a good film. Like, really enjoyable. But, like, visually as it stands, like, it's, you know, I think they have time to, you know, work on it and fix it up a little bit.
Cool. Speaking about vision, Venom with Eyes.
Yes, weird.
Is it weird or is it funny? What?
It's both. It's funny and weird.
Funny, like, and weird.
It's weird that, like, why is Venom's been a character for a while?
Yeah.
Why is all of a sudden people like, I wonder what Venom would look like with eyes? Like, why? Alright, yeah, think it's the trailer just came out, but like, still, it's a bit, you know, it's a bit odd.
I mean, it's kind of odd that he doesn't have eyes in the suit. But even in the comics, now he kind of has, like, areas where his pupils are sort of, like, sucked in on certain versions of Venom.
Well, it's weird that he doesn't have eyes in the Sony movie. Because, originally, the reason why he doesn't have eyes is because he's based on Spider-Man. And Spider-Man's costume doesn't have pupils. So it made sense that Venom didn't have pupils, because you know, it's basically the same thing. Yeah, you know, who knows? Like, who knows why this version of Venom looks the way it does? Like, it's, you know, who knows? Maybe it saw Spider-Man on TV and it was like, yeah, I kind of dig that look, but black.
Well, this is it. I mean, it was meant to be. You know, I mean, if anyone knows the actual story behind it, it's a suit that he wore during Secret Wars.
Yeah.
This then got removed from him after it tried to take over too much of his life, or, you know, control him into be a more violent vigilante. And then he got rid of it with the help of, is it the Lizard or is it Tony?
Fantastic Four,
yeah. So Fantastic Four helped him get rid of the symbiote originally.
Yeah.
And then,
using Sonics.
Sonic sort of like things, because there's two things that scare the symbiote, Sonics and fire, which makes no sense.
Why? Because everything's scared of fire.
No, but I'm just saying, like, in regards to Carnage, Carnage hasn't got those fears, has he?
I think so.
I think he's a little bit more flame retardant, as it were.
I just think he's crazier.
Yeah, I suppose.
So maybe he just doesn't care as much.
Yeah, about the pain, maybe.
He likes it.
Sick.
Yes.
Definitely. Speaking about sick, have you seen the new Iron Fist trailer, and are you interested?
Yes and yes. You know, there's lots of there's a lot of the first season of Iron Fist that I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
They made many mistakes.
Very much so.
But hopefully, you know, it's something that they've learned from. They've got a new showrunner on there now, so hopefully it'll be good. I mean, I think I read somewhere that a lot more has gone into like the choreography and the fight scenes and, you know, making sure everyone's on point, so
Will there be dragons?
No, dragons too expensive.
Will there be dragons?
No, but I don't know why people are asking. It's gonna look shit. If they do a dragon in this series, it's gonna look shit, and then people will complain. You'll be like, why did the dragon look shit? It's like, the dragon looks shit because you keep saying, where's the dragons? And you know, it's a low budget TV series.
But it's Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Give me dragons.
But it's low budget.
Give me dragons.
Whatever. But he's in New York now. It's not like he's in Kung Lao.
Kung Lao.
Kualung,
I think. Kualung?
No, it's Kung Lao.
No, I think that's more comic character. Kung Lao, yeah. Finish him. Shiny hat. I think it's Kualung.
Kualing.
Kualung. Bloody check it. Dun 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 dun. Fat check.
I'm not googling on the podcast anymore.
That was on that episode, man. I'm way over it, man. That was for that episode. Remember, I did it last episode. I don't care, no. Let's see.
Iron Fist. It's hot as hell, so allow me.
No,
I may make a mistake.
Mercy is for the weak. And when I'm right, I'm gonna, you know, soak it all in. Iron Fist origin. What is it?
Anyway, if he was there, and you know, he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna fight the dragon," and then they just cut away to after he fought the dragon. Then maybe you can complain about why it's Iron Fist, they should be dragons. But he's in New York chilling with what's her name, Misty Knight and Colleen Wynn, so they don't need to be dragons flying around all over the place.
Kung Lung, that's it.
That's what I said.
You know, you said Kao Lung.
Whatever.
You said Kung Lao.
As I said, it's hot. I'm tired.
Smug. I'm rubbing the smug in. Can you
were
see
also it? Wrong.
I wasn't.
You said Kualing.
Kualung. Kualung.
Yeah, you didn't say that.
I was doing a dialect, sir. Dialects.
I used to be racist.
I'm not being racist.
Anyway, yeah, there's no need for dragons on that shit.
Yeah. Daredevil as well is meant to be coming out.
Yes. Ooh wee.
I don't know.
I was not expecting that. It's coming out this year. So before the end of the year, we'll be able to watch some Daredevil action.
Punisher's meant to be in development as well, season 2.
Probably.
And I don't. If I mean, like, if they are going to be doing Jessica Jones season 3, I don't think we're going to see it this side or the first quarter. I think we're going to see it like late in 2019. Because apparently they're not doing the Defenders this year. They're meant to be. They've been hinting at Heroes for Hire for time in their series, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, did you finish off the rest of Luke Cage?
Yeah, I did.
Ooh, that's good. That's progress. Progress, son. Like it. All right. So now we can speak about Luke Cage. This is.
We spoke about it before.
No, we couldn't have, because you'd have been like, ah, "You bumper clerk this, you bumper clerk that." Or, as my worst part in that whole entire fucking series, you rasclat. Oh my god. Americans should not do Jamaican accents. I don't understand how they could be so close physically and so far off. I mean, fair enough, like, you know, we are like the dialect importers, as it were, because apparently a Jamaican accent is actually based on a Yorkshire accent, because that's when all the pirates of the day used to dock from.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, it seems quite weird now to say it, but, you know, that's where it was. And, yeah, a lot of the dialects were like Bristol and Yorkshire accents melding into what we find to be more of an aggressive, broken English, which is now Jamaican, or the accent of Jamaica.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, oof. There's a lot of freaking Miss Murmurs in that shit, isn't there? I mean, I do like the fact that they decided to go for an ethnic-based bad guy. Because then it's sort of like...
They're all ethnic.
Yeah, well, this is it, like, you know. But I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, because the danger of him going up against somebody who's white is that it's white versus black, you know what I mean? And it's like...
I guess.
And you don't want a race war on your Marvel show. Although, in the comics, they never shy away from it.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be about race. Like, if they strongly make it not about race, then it won't have to be about race.
Ah, but it's always going to be... It's like, it's subconscious, isn't it? Subconscious. Especially the way that they built up Luke Cage, because it's been a very black, urban, Harlem show. So it's like anybody that comes into Harlem, i.e. a white man threat or Chinese man threat, or you know what I mean? I mean,
well, they had the Italians.
Yeah, for about 5 seconds.
Try to come in and sell their drugs.
Yeah, got fucked up. Like, this is the thing about Luke Cage as well. Like, they didn't really play about with the whole mafia thing. They just went straight up for the hardcore nasty shit. Like, I mean, like the Bushmaster thing, that kind of, like, especially like his backstory, that was like dark.
It was pretty dark.
Pretty fucking dark, like needlessly dark. It's like she let him run away, just so he knows not to fuck with her.
Yeah, but then it was weird because then later on you see that the other guy tried to kill him.
Yeah, that would it's like,
make any sense.
Well, it does, really.
Not really, because she could have just killed him there and then.
Yeah, but it's like, it's a, it wasn't, it's after she died, isn't it?
No, it was before she, it was before they left. They hadn't even gone anywhere. It was basically the next day.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she just thought, nah, the kid's only going to come back and kill me. And rightly so, you know, like, she made the right mob decision, as it were, because he came back and he was horrific. But then it was a monster that she created, so, I don't know.
Yeah, so, initially, like, she made the wrong decision, because she should just...
But then, it would have been
just
weird.
Just paid up. Just don't be a bitch, just pay what you owe.
Never. It's not gangster, bruv. Or even take the boy in, that's what she should have done. Maybe. Kill the family, take the boy in.
Maybe. Yeah, but then you would have just been... It would have been worse. You just been breeding up the person that's going to kill you.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Feeding him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. There's no win in that situation. There's no win.
There is. Just fucking pay what you owe.
Yeah, I get that. I get that, but I'm just thinking from a conflict narrative point of view, it's like, that guy's got to go. He's got to go.
Yeah.
He's just got to go. But then saying that, I mean, what was your favourite part of Luke Cage season 2?
I don't know, probably when he fights Bushmaster for the first time.
Oh, and he gets knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Probably because no one was expecting that.
Especially the Jamaicanness of the uppercut. I'm going to go on record and just say, no, because I've seen a lot of like Jamaicans fight and it's very exaggerated movement, you know what I mean? Like, and that was a Jamaican uppercut, bruv. That was... Actually, he doesn't even knock him out with the uppercut. He knocks him out with a kick, innit? The moon kick.
Yes, maybe.
I can't remember.
I know
there's a lot of violence.
I know there was a kick and an uppercut in there somewhere.
And the guy cut open some guy's eyes. I mean, like...
Yeah, that was a bit messed up.
It's like if you're a savage, you cut the throat. Like, I get it. But you, if you're just a sadist, you cut across the eyes with a cut. Even when it was like a hook blade, I don't know, I think it's something that you used to gut fish. It just made me feel nauseous.
Yeah.
So, oof. It's like, because usually, I mean, like, I'm not, like, saying I'm a sadist or anything. But when there's an incredibly violent bit in the film, I usually rewind it just to make sure. Just to make sure I saw what I saw. And, yeah, that bit was just gruesome. Gruesome. Like, I pop open. Like, wow.
Had to be done.
No.
You had to send a message.
Send a message by killing him, not by cutting through bone, eye, and marrow.
I just sent a message. Like, the message had to be one that people ain't seen before.
No, but he burned the body anyway.
No, but the people that were in the room saw it.
Yeah, and then the people in the room then tried to shoot him, and then says, but this is the maddest thing. It's like Bushmaster versus Luke Cage's injuries. It's like, Luke Cage is impervious to external damage, right?
Yeah.
Whereas Bushmaster takes external damage and heals rapidly.
Yeah.
Right? That's fucked up, son. That's fucked up.
Why?
Because you just see him get more mashup than Luke Cage ever did in the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they pretty much got the same power.
Well, you just explained that it's very different.
It's very different, but it's a lick. So the licks that he's getting are essentially more painful than Luke Cage's. I'm not saying that Luke Cage doesn't feel pain. I reckon he still feels pain.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you can still move through it, I guess. Yeah, it's a bit mad. So, yeah, so you got Luke Cage coming soon. I mean, what did you think of the ending?
I don't know, it was a bit weird.
I mean, you know what plot line they're doing, innit?
What?
With Luke Cage. Basically, they swapped over the Kingpin arc from Daredevil and they've given it to Luke Cage.
He's talking about Shadowland.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Kind of. Hmm. Kind of. But I mean that kind of makes sense.
But then it's when Fisk comes back out, because this is another thing about this whole glorious world that they built up. You got Norman Fisk.
Wilson.
As well as Wilson. It's the heat, bruv. It's the heat.
Yeah. Oh yeah. When it's you, it's the heat. Yeah.
It's the heat.
Whatever.
It's the heat, bro.
Man, I'll snatch up your car and dash
out. Heartless behavior. I love it. Oh man, this is like some mad like form of torture. Like, I'm doing what I'm love, but it's torture, bro. I ain't even gonna lie. The heat.
Exactly.
So yeah, you've got.
If they have this shit in Guantanamo, I'll be talking.
I wouldn't be talking, bro. But I'll be agreeing. I'll sign anything. Like. Be like, yeah, what you want? What you want?
Bro? I want ice.
guy, oh, you be just waiting for the water torch. Be like, actually, I wouldn't say shit. I wouldn't say shit for a while, bruv. I wouldn't say shit for a while. I need to cool off. Let them waterboard me, bruv. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. Although waterboarding is meant to be the worst form of torture, but in this heat right now, boy, you can put a warp.
Can't be that.
It won't be that bad if it's hot.
It can't be that bad.
It won't be. They're doing you a favour.
Yeah, but they're not going to do it with cold water. It's going to be warm water, bro.
Oh, then allow it. Allow it. Allow it. If it's warm water, if it's ice cold water, do it all day, bro. I'll be like, yeah.
Nah, no way is it going
to be. I ain't saying shit. I'll be like, I ain't saying shit, bro. Keep going.
It's going to be tepid.
Mm.
No, it's not even going to be
room temperature.
Be warm, nah, man. It's going to be room temperature, as in fucking out in the hot sun, warm.
Mm. Just going to feel like sweat. Just it's going to be pain, bro.
Yeah, gargling sweat.
Yeah, I'd like to go on record that I don't ever want to be waterboarded. I'm just doing this because it's funny. Don't waterboard me ever.
I don't think that needed to be said.
No, I'm going to say it because some people are like, you know what? I've got to take him up on his offer. I'm going to help him out.
What offer?
Exactly. People are fucked, bruv.
Hey, if someone tries to come waterboard me, they're getting a Bushmaster across the ice.
What, uppercut? Not the Bushmaster uppercut or the Bushmaster
the
blade?
The blade across the ice.
Oh, that's harsh, bro. I just the inhumanity of it all. Like, you know, it's like the heads on the sticks as well.
Yeah,
he seemed like way too excessive, but he was an absolute monster.
He had to. No, to send a message. Messages needed to be sent.
Stokes, crazy. You know what's even messed up about freaking Luke Cage. That one of the showrunners' names is Stokes.
Is it?
Yeah, it's fucked up, bruv. You gotta watch it. Well, you gotta watch it. Because I was thinking, he's trying to, like, you know, build up his name in the thing, innit? Like, but I mean, like, I know about Chris Stokes and all that stuff in America. They're meant to be part of, like, if you're into your conspiracy theories, some sort of, like, you know, big ring of people in the entertainment. Huh?
Fire.
Ring of fire. No, ring, like, as in pedo ring.
Okay.
But yeah, it's all speculation anyway, so. It's like one of those Bill Cosby things. I don't want to be that guy. Don't want to be the Hannibal Buress, bruv.
Why not? He done quite well out of it.
Yeah, he did,
actually. He done very well out of it.
But it's like, it's one of those things, it's like, back in the day, I was watching, like,
that was a Marvel movie.
Oh, he's in a film called Tag, bruv. He was in
exactly.
He was in another one. He was in Blockers. He was in. He's done. Yeah, he's done quite well. Yeah. What Marvel movie was he in?
Homecoming.
Oh shit! Yeah, he was. He was. I was thinking more Ant-Man for some reason, but I was thinking I don't remember him seeing him in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
No, he's not.
Speaking of Ant-Man and Wasp, you watch it?
Yes.
What do you think?
I liked it. It was good. It's fun. Very enjoyable. I want to see it again.
Okay, cool. Who's your favourite character?
Wasp?
Wasp?
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Is it fair? I don't know. I think so.
I like Pym in there. I like Pym.
Yeah, Pym's right.
And Wasp version 0.1.
No, I think I prefer Pym in the first one. To Pym in the second one. But I think Wasp had some stuff to do.
Yeah, she seemed like more confident in abilities and stuff like that. I mean, if you compare it to, like, Lane anyway.
Yeah, well, obviously, like, she knew fully what she was doing. She was the one that trained him in the first place. So, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's just a fucked up thing. How the hell can he... I mean, like, spoiler alert, there's a bit where he goes into the quantum realm.
Yeah.
How the hell can he survive, or she survive, in the quantum realm for that long?
She just hung out.
What the fuck did she eat, bruv?
I don't think you need to eat anything when you're that small.
Of course you do.
Why?
Well, you have to have some form of sustenance. It's like 40 years, bruv.
Air. When you're that small, air's enough to feed you.
Okay, let's hope so. Let's hope so. Oh dear. Dear, oh dear.
Also, it was less than 40 years.
It was like 20, innit? 20.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit fucked up.
Yeah, it was good though.
I mean, there's a couple of holes in that plot, but I mean, like...
Like what?
Well, that whole how the hell did she survive for that long without any food.
Make shit at them critter things.
Yeah, you just have to...
There's probably stuff in there for her to eat. She was saying it was dangerous. And you see how she turned her wing thing into a big knife blade kind of thing. She was wearing it on her back.
Oh, yeah, I did know.
So she must have been doing some stabbing, and whatever she stabbed, she probably had.
I suppose. But amongst all that time, how the hell did she manage to put an antennae into friggin' Scott Lang?
think that's more, you know, kind of not as literal as it sounds.
Yeah, but she, like, then took over his body. It was
basically a thing, whatever, man.
That's what I'm saying. It's a lot.
It was not one thing. One thing.
It's a couple.
One. We already explained the food thing.
And what about Ghost?
What about Ghost? Bitch crazy.
Yeah, bitch crazy. But she got cured at the end, didn't she?
I don't think so. Because in the after credits, they went back into the quantum realm to scoop up some stuff that was going to heal her. Mm-hmm. So Wasp original,
mm-hmm,
original recipe Wasp, done to her, I think that was temporary.
Okay, so it's just,
I think it must have been temporary.
Balance her out a bit.
Yeah,
but then saying that, you know, was it Thanos just ghosted everybody at that time, innit?
Yes.
So that's where that one stands at the moment. So, no, I mean, it's interesting development. It makes you want to watch Captain Marvel because you didn't really get any answers from Wasp, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
As if you didn't want to watch it in the first place.
Well, that's it. Yeah, I mean, Ant-Man 1's great. This one's great as well. I recommend watching them. Definitely. This is your mission if you choose to accept it. How was it?
What, Mission Impossible?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Did it have a Jackie Chan showreel for all the injuries that he got?
Nah, they don't usually do that.
That's what I'm saying, but he broke his leg.
Yeah.
Clean.
Yeah.
Did you see it on Graham Norton? I think it was Graham Norton.
I saw it. I'm sure I saw it a while back when, like, not long after it happened. But yeah, I mean, you know, if you're gonna do your own stunt, sometimes you're gonna get hurt.
That was nasty. That was a nasty break.
Shit happens, isn't it?
Mm. Ain't he like 50?
It's 50 something. He's close to 60.
Shit, son. If I saw a 60-year-old man jump from a building like that, Rav, I'd be very impressed. Let alone, like, yeah.
A bit
crazy.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. Cavill's a beast.
Proper.
Yeah, I'm not really going to spoil too much, but I don't know. Like, I really enjoyed it, even though, like, if you've been watching Mission Impossible films for a while, you can see a lot of the stuff happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I still managed to really enjoy it. So,
okay,
you know, I put that in the win column.
Okay. So, still not as good as Mission Impossible 2. Your face, bro. That's crazy. Oh, God. Rage. You lot can't taste the rage. It's crazy.
Everyone knows that's the worst one.
Okay, fine.
It is better than the worst one.
I agree to disagree.
No, you agree.
Where are the doves? Where's the sand? Where's the motorbike?
You agree to be a contrarian. Like, you're just saying that for the sake of just trying to wind people up.
I'm not saying that to wind people up. I honestly believe Mission Impossible 2 was a great film.
No, that's the worst one.
It's not, bruv.
It is the worst one. But even the dialogue is the worst in that one.
Dialogue, maybe. It's a bit sketchy. I'll give you that.
It's like, why would, wait, what's his name? Because it's hot. That's why his name is escaping me. Because it's fucking hot and people are dying. Nope, it's gone.
Okay.
It's gone. I don't know what his name is. Fine. Hannibal Lecter. Why would Hannibal Lecter explain to
Anthony Hopkins.
Hunt. Yes. Well, Anthony Hopkins as director of the MIF or whatever that position's called, why would he say, oh, your record will be expunged, wiped out? Like, I'm sure Ethan Hunt understands what expunged means. You don't need to explain that shit.
I don't know. Speaking of explaining some shit, were you a fan of a game called Def Jam Vendetta?
I played it.
Okay.
I don't know, I kind of liked it at the time, I guess.
And did you play a game called Icon?
I don't think I played Icon.
It was so shit, bruv. Now they're saying that they want to reboot Def Jam from Vendetta or Fight for New York, as it were. But it's got to be called either Fight for LA, Fight for the Shy, Fight for Miami, or Fight for ATL. Which place do you reckon it should be set?
ATL.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
So just nothing but Migos.
Migos.
So I mean, you don't know who they are. So you what? TI. Just TI.
You don't have to only have the people that's from there.
Well, you're gonna. Oh, it's got to be a majority. I mean, I'm thinking of like how many rap. I mean, personally, I reckon that they should just keep it in New York. Like, and that's it, because that is the home of hip hop. And then have.
Not bother.
Huh?
I think they should just not bother.
I mean, it depends. If they get Aki.
I don't think it depends. I don't feel.
If they get Aki systems, you know, the ones that done the first two on the new one, then I'll be on board.
Yeah, but I don't think. Like. It's like the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have the same type of characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, back in the day, Attitude Era, there were a lot of big characters, like, that you can get behind.
Hmm.
I don't think, like, you know, and, like,
oh,
the original,
like,
Def Jam,
hmm?
There's a lot of big characters, even though they're real people, they're big characters that you can kind of get behind.
Yeah.
You don't really have that now.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, there's only, what, Cardi B? Tekashi 6ix9ine. And then you've got the Migos, you got Drake.
No one wants to fight with Drake.
People want to beat him up.
Yeah, but no one wants to fight with Drake.
No, but you would. Like, you'd have, what's like, he, Drake he, versus Meek Mill.
What's he come with? What's he bringing to the table? Like, what's his special move? Like, what's his fighting style?
Well, can switch from R&B to hip hop.
That's not a fighting style.
Is.
That's a smack to the face style.
And he used to, you know, he used to be in a wheelchair in Degrassi.
Yeah, that's not helpful.
Yeah, I suppose you could.
I ain't gonna help him in a fight.
I don't know. I haven't got the answers for Drake, but in regards to, well, 50 Cent, I reckon it's a liberty that 50 Cent was never in one of those games.
Yeah, because that was before his time.
But I reckon, yeah, 50 Cent would be interesting as a character. Especially with Power, Kendrick and all that stuff. Have you seen the latest episodes of Power?
Nah.
Kendrick's a proper method actor.
What? Really?
Yeah, he's playing a crackhead.
Convincingly. I don't know, like, I watched the first season.
Yeah, same here.
I
need to get back on it.
I need is a strong word.
Nah, it's because it's getting.
Why
good
did
now.
You fall off?
I fell off because of Walking Dead, Better Call Saul. What else came out? There was a lot of freaking things came out at the same time, and I just didn't have the time to watch Power Season 2, especially on Netflix. Netflix is a big distraction. Speaking of big distractions. Cloak and Dagger, have you caught up on it?
Hold on a sec.
Hmm?
Hold on a sec.
What do you mean?
I haven't finished talking about Power.
Okay, fine. But you said you haven't watched it yet. So what's there to talk about?
I fell off Power because I just couldn't really get behind the characters. Like,
what goes on?
Yeah, not that show. I feel like they cast 10 years in the wrong direction.
10 years in the wrong direction. What do you mean?
Like,
explain.
All the main characters are 10 years older than their dialogue. Their dialogue should be played by a much younger cast.
Yeah, but because then
there's
like
a lot of stupidness going on.
There's a lot of stupidness going on, especially with like the relationships and all that shit. I get that.
Yeah.
But it's not so much the cell. It's, how can I put it? You could have got a younger actor.
Yes.
But it wouldn't have been as good.
No, it would have been better.
I doubt it.
It would have been more believable.
It would have been more believable, yeah. But it wouldn't have been as tragic, because that's another element of Power that I find quite fascinating. The fact that they're so old and they should know fucking better and still doing the same shit.
No, that just makes it annoying.
Hmm, to some extent, yeah. You got that as well.
For me, that just makes it annoying, because it's like, yeah, you are too old to be acting that stupid.
Well, that was the second... Well, I haven't seen the second series. Apparently, it's really coming to its own from the third. But, as I said before, because I fell off, I need to get back on it. But yeah, Kendrick Lamar, he looks really, really, really... convincing.
Maybe I'll just try jumping from the third season and see what happens.
Oh, we've been there before. It's too much.
What?
You can't do it.
I can.
The only thing you can do that with is Fear the Walking Dead. Which reminds me, Fear the Walking Dead.
I'm going to try it with Power.
It's coming back. It's coming back, so.
And no one cares apart from you.
I care.
I know, I said you care. You're the only one.
I'm not the only one.
You're the only person talking about this show. No one else cares.
The only reason why I care about it is because it's
everyone
now,
else
now
stopped watching
show.
It.
It's a different show. It's a completely different show. It's a show it needs to be. So, yeah. Looking forward to it. I'm not really looking forward to The Walking Dead, though.
Well, you're going to be sad to see Rick go.
Yeah.
Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding ding ding. Yeah, I mean, if they Incredible Hulk him off, that's great. You know, like thumb out.
Yeah.
You know, going his own way, finding or even Littlest Hobo him off.
That's what no. That, you know what? That's what I would do. That's why killing him off is just too easy.
Yeah.
And I suppose like the argument could be made that
him and Michonne need to go off.
If you make him leave, it's a bit of a cop out, because then you can always bring him back. I don't think Andrew Lincoln will come back. I'm pretty sure he's made enough money to not have to come back, unless he's just living a crazy, outrageous lifestyle.
He is. Remember the glitter in the engine and shit like that. You know, like
in the engine.
The outlandish pranks that him and Daryl play on each other.
Yeah, but that's a prank. That's not spending money.
Yeah, it's a whole interior, bro.
It's not like
covered
he's
in glitter.
He's not spending fucking Johnny Depp money. It's like man's rich but broke.
Yeah. living so in excess that
I'm sure he'll be okay. So, but I just think just killing him off, there's no. Yeah, there's conclusion, but it's like you killed his wife, you killed his son. Like just killing him, like there's no.
I don't. As I said before, I reckon I've got Incredible Hulk or David Banner him off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That would be better. That would be a better conclusion for the character, I feel.
Mm. Him and Michonne should go together. That's the ending I want.
Nah,
I know I'm not
going
to get
that. Should go alone.
That's what I'm saying.
Just him and his baby. Just him and his baby. Just. Ding, 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 ding,
holding ding. Hands, walking.
Is she walking off to work?
Yeah.
Okay. It would have been a better visual if she was like a baby and she was like tied to him with a sheet like round his back and was like ding, 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 ding.
Or in a baby car, like what was it, Lone Cub and Wolf.
Maybe.
Pushing around and it's like chainsaws and shit instead of like, you know, stuff.
Nah, I prefer tied to his back.
Yeah. Tattoo.
I prefer tattoos back.
Mm. Yeah, I suppose. It's more Bushido.
Yeah.
I get you.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I can jump back on Walking Dead.
It's like, do you want to see that?
Not even just to see it. I mean, I suppose it would be just to see that. I haven't even seen Carl die.
You know what? The way that you used to carry on, I'm surprised you haven't recorded that whole segment and just played it back to back to back to back.
You know why? Because it was too little too late. It's like they decided to kill him off after I dropped off the show. It's like,
terrible.
You know, it's just like, wow, your just reaction time was just so slow.
But it's just life, man. It's life. It's life.
It's too late.
It's life of a zombie killing.
No one cared about that dumb character.
Mm. That thing. So, has there been any more news of Zombieland 2?
I don't think so, but I'm looking forward to it. Mm. I like those characters. They were fun. It was a fun little universe they got.
Mm-hmm.
I guess like Zombieland 2 will probably be like them bumping into more people.
Mm.
Because they didn't really bump into anyone in the first one. It was just zombies and zombies. The only person they bumped into was
Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Mm. Speaking of zombies, just keeping in theme. Patient Zero. Have you seen the trailer yet?
I have seen the trailer.
Intrigued? Not intrigued?
A little bit. It does kind of remind me of I Am Legend.
Yeah. That's what I was worried about.
Which wasn't really a plus. Even though I don't hate I Am Legend, I prefer the original story.
What, Omega Man?
No. I mean, I guess, but I haven't seen that film, so I don't know how it ends.
I watched it, it's good.
I don't know how it ends, but like basically, the original story ends with... like basically the zombies are like more sentient, like they evolve into a new type of society, and rather than it being from Roland?
Mm.
Was it Roland?
I think so.
Whatever Will Smith's character was, I'll just call him Will Smith. So instead of being from Will Smith's point of view, where it's like he's being terrorized by zombies at night, it's like
he's terrorizing
he's terrorizing the zombies in the daytime.
Yeah,
and they actually like capture him, they arrest him. Put him on trial. It's like nuts. So it's like that's a far more interesting take than whatever they did at the end.
Will Smith factor.
You can't blame Will Smith.
I can. It's the second film he's done it to.
You can't blame. Yeah, but you don't know that he's like, oh, I don't like that ending. Let's do this ending.
I do.
You don't. You're just guessing.
Look at Suicide Squad.
He didn't ruin Suicide Squad.
He did. His character did. That choice did.
No. All the other decisions from Snyder to Ayer, like, those were the decisions that ruined that film.
Ayer to Snyder. That's the new one.
Ayer to Snyder.
A to Z, isn't it? Everything in between, shit.
Snyder begins with an S.
Hmm?
So Snyder begins with an S.
No, I'm saying Zack. It's Zack Snyder.
You didn't say Zack, but you said Snyder.
Yeah, fuck it. So it's not a good example. It's not
either
good.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will Smith didn't ruin that movie. Like, they ruined that movie. Everything else, man. The whole fucking Warner Brothers team ruined that fucking movie.
Yeah, let's make it a 12.
They're bad decisions.
Let's make it a 12. I wonder who's... Like, I just want to be in that room when that sort of bullshit said. I reckon I should be in the office room when I said, oh, I think we should make it a 12, 13. And I just go around that room with a baseball bat. I just give them, like, 5 seconds to retract their statement. If they do not retract their statement, I hit their hand with a baseball bat.
It's dumb anyway. Not only is... like a Suicide Squad more geared towards an older audience, like even if you as they did, like you dumb it down, like for the rating.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are not interested in that. Like, yeah, they don't want to see that stuff.
They wouldn't want to see Joker and Harley Quinn.
It's not visually exciting to them, and it's.
Well,
not,
they did win an Oscar for visually.
It's not actually exciting to anybody, and their Oscar is for fucking costumes.
Yeah,
yeah. So,
so it's visually exciting.
No. No, that's bullshit. You're trying to tell me there was no film that year that had better costumes than the Suicide Squad? It's like they basically just they were just wearing clothes. They most of them look like fucking hobos.
Yeah, that's true. But they don't look like.
There was nothing amazing like... about their costumes.
Yeah, it's a bit shit. I mean, to be fair, the only time I reckon, like. For things like costume and stage and all that stuff, they shouldn't do it every year. They should do it as a sort of like an exception. Like, this is an exceptionally good film for the costumes. These people deserve an Oscar. Not every year we need to have some form of like person winning this award.
Yeah, but then you can say that about every Oscar.
Mm-mm. Well, I reckon it should be more like that then. But then.
Yeah, but then where are you drawing the line? Like, you have to have it every year, otherwise you're just going to be in long debates about are we going to have Oscars this year or are we going to have a Best Actor this year? Like...
Yeah, you still have the awards show, you just have the awards that you agree on.
Nah, it's too complicated. Just do it every year.
Nah, don't do it every year.
But just like...
It needs to stop. Because that's how freaking films like Suicide Squad get...
No, there was something else going on because there's no way that you can look at the films that came out that year and you're going to tell me...
No, you had a whole heap of Marvel films.
No other film had a better costume design than fucking Suicide Squad.
That's it. I mean, Killer Croc was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's it. Is that a costume design?
Technically, because it was makeup.
Yeah, no, it's not makeup.
I think they won it for makeup. I don't think they got it for costumes.
Even that.
Yeah, this I'm saying.
Still, my argument still stands. Like, there must have been a film with better makeup. Must have been.
Or it must have been just that year. Because
again, like, all you did is just dirty them up. You just got fucking. Clara Delevingne to roll around in the mud a little bit. The same with what's his face?
Margot Robbie.
No. Fake John Connor.
Captain Boomerang.
What
do you mean? The guy that plays
Boomerang.
It's not the guy that plays Captain Boomerang, is it?
Yeah, so,
it is. Is it?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Because he just had, like, his face was dirty. He had stuff all around his
eyes. I just remember being watching that film and just thinking, I'm really angry that this is happening in front of me. I didn't really watch the effects, to be fair. I was just so angry.
Yeah, that's not a good film.
Yeah.
It's not a good film. It's turning into like Spider-Man 3, where it's like you can't mention it without just going into one about how shit it is.
Well,
and just feeling
it.
Just
this
exasperated and just that you're just having this conversation again about this dumb film.
Well, it's not dumb. The only reason why I say it's not dumb is because it made a lot of money. People wanted it to be better, and they still
did.
No, people that watched it and paid money.
But that film is basically a scam.
It was
that film was sold on its potential. Like, it made that money off its. I guess it's a bit hard to say that because people went to see it multiple times, but I don't know why.
The main reason why is like, did that actually happen?
I don't know.
This is it.
I don't know, because like if it was a case of you know, like they would have made their money quick rather than making their money long, and they made their money long, so it's hard to say you know, they scammed people out of their money. But like, I don't understand why people went to go see that multiple times. I can't believe it made as much money as it did, because that film's fucking garbage. It's like one of the worst ones.
But it's definitely getting a sequel because it made the most money so far.
I don't think it's getting a sequel.
Well, besides, Batman vs. Superman made the most money, apparently. Justice League is just under Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
I think.
Madness. Madness. What the fuck are they doing over there?
Lots and lots of cocaine.
Yeah, but you'd think like they'd stumble across a better film if they're on so much drugs.
Yeah, you're right. They're probably teetotal. That's probably what's wrong.
Yeah, they're gonna just get some drugs.
Yeah. Just big old airdrop of you know, Columbia's finest on the Warner Brothers lot.
Yeah.
Wacko Dinko and Dot just jumping out of the freaking Warner Brothers tower, just fucked off their face.
The fuck is Dinko?
Is it Ringo? Ringo? Is it Ringo?
No, it was Wacko, Yakko, and Dot.
Yakko, that's the guy. Yakko used to be my guy, bro. Guy was always stoned. He's so
good guy, you can't even remember his name.
No, he said used to be. Used to be. I moved on. I mean, after all, I am Pinky.
That's why they don't have any coke now.
Maybe.
Yakko snorted it all.
No. Yakko is more of a stoner, if anything.
No way. He was way too hyper, man. He was on hella coke.
Yakko's the one without a top, right? The one without a top was definitely on coke. The one that had the beret. The guy that had the beret and the blue freaking shirt. The beret and the blue shirt was a stoner. The girl was definitely on something. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, she's the stoner. Yakko is on coke.
Nah, bro.
He was on hella coke.
Yakko, the one with the red beret, he went on coke. He weren't good. It was too relaxed. That was guy was.
No, he wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't relaxed.
He was.
No, he wasn't.
It's like, oh, the diamonds and all that stuff. That was Yakko. But yeah, I mean, like, either.
Wait, would you say the one without the shirt?
That one without the shirt was the nuts one.
No, Yakko was the nuts one. He had the shirt. He had the shirt and hat.
Okay, I'll have to watch it.
Wait, I think so. No, he was Wacko.
He was Wacko. So Yakko is the.
He's the tall one with just pants.
Yeah, he was nuts.
Wacko's the one that was on the coke.
No, bro.
Yes.
What do you mean, Wacko? Wacko is in the one with the no shirt.
With the shirt? No, with the shirt. No, with the shirt.
Out
and
the shirt, bro. The one without the shirt was cracked out, bro.
I'm going to have to see it again.
Like, because out of all of them, he seems like the most normal one. But he is the one that used to, like, get them into mad sort of situations. And, like, the only way that you can explain it
is coke.
Or how they get out of the freaking box.
You might be right.
Crazy.
You might be right. But, yeah, I might have a look at it anyway. Good idea.
Too much coke. Too much. Maybe a bit too much. But it depends. I mean, like, I do like the idea of Hollywood off their nut creating mad amounts of, like, great ideas, but I don't think it works that way. Not anymore, anyway. I mean, because it takes a lot more to impress people.
I guess. But drugs will get you there.
Yeah, they will do. Some drugs. Not all drugs. Not all drugs are created equal.
Yeah.
Definitely. But yeah.
Some better than others.
Some better than the others.
Those are the green ones.
Anything else? Fans. Well, we covered pretty much everything, haven't we?
Pretty much.
There's probably going to be a big old friggin' event that happens, like, this week to do entertainment, and we haven't covered it, so fuck it. No, I don't think we can do this. Really. I mean, this is definitely going to be episode 20. I'm saying it's 20. It's 20, fam.
Yes.
And,
wait,
yeah.
Why are you saying it?
Huh?
Why?
I don't know. Just to fuck with people's heads. Like, especially because, like, I've done this whole thing where I listen to podcasts back to back to back to back to back.
Yeah.
And, like, one thing that really confuses me is if, well, one thing I've noticed that people haven't done is, like, you know, affect people's space and time. So you constantly name one episode, like, 20. People always think you're on 20. And by the time they realise, like, they've listened to every single, like, 20,
yeah,
they're on, like, episode 47.
No, I had something like that on a podcast.
Mm.
A guy referenced something from previous podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't actually from a previous podcast.
From future podcast.
It was actually in the next podcast.
That's crazy. Yeah. But it's like a weird sort of inception, because obviously these are all recorded beforehand. Yeah.
No, that's the weird thing. I think he just did it. I don't think he... Oh, I don't think it was recorded.
So you reckon,
like,
that...
I don't think it was played out of order. I just think he just remembered, made a mad reference, remembered it for the next one, and then referenced it.
Oh, that's fine then. you can fuck with people's heads that way. It's fine. But yeah, I mean, like, how many podcasts do you reckon we're going to do?
Infinite.
Suppose if there's always something dumb to talk about, we haven't really got a big excuse not to do it, have we?
Yeah. Like, everyone who might do something dumb, you're on notice. Like, we're watching.
Mm.
And you'll be caught for your shit.
Mm.
Especially if it's dumb movie shit. We're dumb definitely shit. All over that shit.
Definitely. I was thinking, should we move into the realm of music?
What, dumb music shit?
Yeah.
Can do.
No, I mean, obviously we'll have to call it something different. It can't be real dumb shit. It'll have to be talking dumb shit. Sounding dumb shit. Something sounding dumb, maybe.
Maybe.
I'll figure it out. Fuck it. It's all done.
Mm.
Yeah, and on that weird and wonderful note, I reckon we wrap it up.
Yeah.
Cool. Alright, so I've been told by somebody that's very, very close to me that I need to start promoting the URLs and all that stuff. And for that, I will say look at the comments below or the description below. Everything should be there. So all the links to the website, all the links to the merch, because we've got t-shirts and stuff that we're going to start selling. Shunt Life, look out for the Shunt Life top. Look out for the redacted top, which is basically like going to be like, you know, an R and then a blank space. Going to make it like a Supreme logo. That's going to be your shit. Yeah.
It's gonna look like.
Yeah. Hey, it's gonna look dope. At the moment, we've got to appeal to hipsters as well. Yeah, everything's gonna be in that section below. So keep tuned and see you on the next podcast. Later.